听力课堂，听 class.com.
This is justvocabulary.com, and today's two SAT words are
inexorable
and
jocund.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. I want to welcome all new listeners to the show. If you want to improve your SAT vocabulary, this is the podcast for you. Our first word for today is the word
inexorable.
Because the Spanish team still had not been defeated, its climb to the top seemed inexorable.
Inexorable.
Aging is an inexorable process.
Inexorable.
The doctors seemed inexorable and there was nothing to be done.
Inexorable.
The adjective inexorable is spelled inexorable.
Inexorable.
What does it mean? Something that is inexorable is not able to be persuaded or stopped by any means. Another example sentence. The company was inexorable in its plan to overtake its biggest competitor. Something that is inexorable is impossible to stop or prevent. The root of the word inexorable comes from the Latin word exorare, which means to prevail upon. Something inexorable cannot be prevailed upon because it cannot be stopped. Another example sentence. Joanne was inexorable in her determination to quit high school.
Inexorable.
Some synonyms. Unyielding, adamant, or hard-nosed. And two antonyms. Yielding or submissive. Okay, let's move on to our second word of the day, which is the word
jocund.
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 Frank's jocund personality always cheered people up.
Jocund.
The good moods all around the room made for a jocund wedding party.
Jocund.
The sight of the huge birthday cake brought jocund smiles to the children's faces.
Jocund.
The adjective jocund is spelled J-O-C-U-N-D.
Jocund.
What does it mean? Jocund means cheerful and lighthearted. Think of the word joke, which means something intended to provoke laughter. Jocund describes people and things that are cheerful and merry. It is not the same as jocular, because jocular means fond of or characterized by joking, humorous or playful. Someone in a jocund mood is lighthearted, but not necessarily comical or humorous. Some synonyms, cheerful, happy, or merry, and two antonyms, miserable or sad. Time for a review question. Do you still remember the meaning of the word
veneer? Veneer.
The word veneer can mean two things. It can be a thin layer of decorative wood or plastic used to cover a cheaper material. Here's an example sentence. The wardrobe is made of chipboard with pine veneer. But veneer could also be something which hides something unpleasant or unwanted. Here's an example sentence. The Godfather managed to hide his corrupt dealings under a veneer of respectability. We introduced the word veneer in show number 437. Okay, and that's it for today's show. I would like to thank you for listening. Hope to see you again soon with another two words. Have a great day. Bye-bye.